exactly are they made? Like, how do we get to this weird grown-up toddler dessert? Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey, or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, if you've been following along with the podcast and you're a loyal listener, you know that we've already talked about pastry stouts and smoothie sours. And today on the show, we're going to round out just my personal holy trinity of beers and chat a little bit about the milkshake IPA. So this week, I'm going to take you through what you can expect from this style of beer, where they come from, and who out there I think needs one in their life as soon as possible. Let's get started. Now, last week I chatted a little bit about our Mama Box, and guys, it literally just happened before I started recording. I just got the shipment of all the goodies that are going to go with these boxes, and my house smells so amazing. Those eucalyptus and hop shower melts, they're great. They're no joke. I also, like, low key, if you can hear crunching in the background, I may or may not be nibbling on the pink lemonade beer sugar, just casually. So, you know, is there going to be any left to send out to people? Maybe, but undetermined at this point. But anyways, I'm excited to get these in the mail and to get them to you guys. But if you haven't ordered one already and you're looking for a one-of-a-kind Mother's Day gift for your craft beer loving mama, just head on over to beerfeelings.com and I promise I will get you all taken care of. Now, what can you expect from a milkshake IPA? I personally think the best way to describe one of these beers is kind of like a toddler's favorite dessert, but then just aged up. So think like banana pudding, dirt cups, super, super, super sweet, but just like the grown-up version, because we're grown-ups. Another way to look at these would be more of like a fruited, sweeter version of a hazy or maybe a New England IPA. Like, no matter how you kind of like look at this beer, what I personally like most and what you should expect is that the hops in the beer are not only present, but they have a job, which is to balance out the sweetness. As you sip on this beer, it's going to feel silky. It's going to feel smooth. It's definitely going to have enough flavors going on. Again, in my opinion, don't need to pair it with something else because you have a fun balance of the bitterness or maybe the citrusy notes from the hops. You also get some of the sweetness from the grains or some of the adjuncts added in there. So I think this beer is kind of a meal or dessert kind of all in its own, but I think they're great. I think they're engaging. I think they're complicated. Drink one. So that's kind of what you can expect from the milkshake IPA. Now, how exactly are they made? Like, how do we get to this weird grown-up toddler dessert? Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier, this beer falls into the hazy IPA bucket plus is kind of how I would describe it. So as brewers are crafting this IPA, they're going to add in some lactose or milk sugar to add in some extra sweetness. Now, the reason why this works is because the little yeasties that are eating up the sugar from the grains kind of in the boil, go listen to How We Brew Beer, that episode. You're curious on all the science, but the yeasties are in there to eat sugar and convert it to bubbles and alcohol. And the little guys in there, they're a little bit lactose intolerant. So they leave this milk sugar alone, which is what makes a sweeter beer overall. This does also mean if you are lactose intolerant, since that milk sugar kind of hangs out and sticks around, these beers could upset your tummy a little bit. So be wary, lactose intolerant friends. I am one of you. And I honestly just power through them. I think they're delicious. But like when you get all of this together, we have the hops playing around, which the hops are definitely present. We haven't seen hops in a lot of the beers that I've talked about lately quite as forward as we do in the milkshake IPA. So we have the hop play, we have the sweetness from the milk sugar, and then we have whatever the hell the brewer, like extra stuff that the brewer wants to put in there. Now, most milkshake IPAs that I have seen, at least lately, are dessert lookalike. So we're looking at strawberry shortcake, banana pudding, peach cobbler, and some of them are flavored with the final ingredient. Like they'll put a whole pie in there. They'll put pudding mix in. They'll put cheesecake mix. But other brewers out there will kind of add in the individual ingredients and almost like brew the recipe with the beer. So an example is if you were going to have like an ice cream milkshake IPA, like a true milkshake IPA, maybe they're adding vanilla, maybe they're adding strawberries to kind of give that ice creamy vibe. Totally up to the brewer. Really cool though, how they just like throw caution to the wind. They throw everything in there. So that's kind of how the milkshake IPA differs from the IPA itself and some of the other beers that we've talked about. Normally at this part of my beer style episodes, I talk about who out there would like this particular kind of beer, and I give some examples. I want to take a little baby step back though and bring back our friends, the pastry stout and the smoothie sour, because I think they all kind of like work together. I mentioned earlier, this is like my holy trinity of beers and like beers that aren't flavored like beer space. So let's take a little step back. Now, as a whole, you will like this trio of beers, or at least at a minimum should try these beers if you have a sweet tooth and or if you've had a hard time getting into craft beer. Because like I just mentioned, they don't really taste like your traditional beer flavor. Now, if you're a chocoholic, if you like rich desserts, I'm going to push you into pastry stouts. But maybe instead you like tart things like sour candy, lemon bars, gummy worms, things like that. That kind of group of people, I'm going to push you guys into the smoothie sours. And then if you really like super, super sweet things like donuts, like sugar on sugar on sugar, I'm going to push you into your grown-up version of that kind of clump of foods, which is going to be the milkshake IPA. So hopefully that helps in, you know, sourcing beers that don't taste like beer and really exploring this like weird experimental beer space. But I'd love to hear from you if you've tried any or all of these styles on how it's going, what you like, what you don't, if you agree with how I see these beers, or if you have kind of something else you want to share, I want to hear it all. And if you haven't done so already, please make sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening so you don't miss out on a single boozy episode. But my friends, that's it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your afternoon and that no matter what you choose to do, that you are doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. See everybody next week. Cheers.